News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
The government has abandoned rural Ireland with its drink driving legislation. That's according to the Vintners Federation of Ireland. They say the lack of clarity about when it's safe to drive has induced fear in local communities. Pádraic Cribben, the CEO of the Federation, joins us now. Pádraic, why do you say the government has abandoned rural Ireland?
Well, what we are seeing as a result of the most recent changes in the drink driving laws is that there is a significant amount of fear among people in rural Ireland, leading to two things. Obviously, in terms of the pub trade, it's having quite significant effects, but it's also having significant effects also in terms of rural isolation and people afraid to come out. And what we are saying...
Are people afraid to drink drive?
People are afraid because there is a lot of confusion, particularly in relation to the morning after, as to when it is safe. Now, what would be...
See, is there confusion? I mean, you say there's confusion. It's pretty straightforward. Drink if you've alcohol in your system.
That's a very simplistic, lazy analysis, if you don't mind me saying.
I don't think it's lazy at all. I think it's lazy to suggest the opposite.
It is absolutely lazy from this point in time, from this perspective.
Really, I would have thought it's law-abiding is the term for it.
How does somebody know when the alcohol has gone through their system?
Well, if you're in doubt, don't drive.
Well, you see, what we have asked for is some guidelines.
That's the philosophy I'd adopt.
Some guidelines from government. But in the absence of those, guidelines, which government seemingly are either unable or unwilling to provide. What there is, and this is not just coming from us, it's coming from organisations who have no involvement in the drinks industry or any other industry, is that there is a major deficit with transport in rural Ireland, and there is a need for a sustainable system of transport to be put in place.
Okay. Would publicans have a role in putting that transport in place? I mean, there's an argument that says, well, why should the taxpayer subsidise people to go drinking in your establishments? Well, if you want people to go there, should you not be putting on the transport?
Two things. It's a much broader than getting people to go to pubs. That's the first thing. The second thing is that the taxpayer already subsidises the city dwellers in terms, and particularly in Dublin, whether it be Dart,
you can't make a comparison between public transport and cities.
You can't make a comparison because it doesn't suit to make
no,
a comparison.
No, it's not that. Different. That's not the reason. It's because there is hundreds and millions of people using those services, and they don't make money a lot
they're
of them.
They're still subsidised.
Yeah, they are. But
you
know, seriously, is this the level we're at that we're making comparisons with the Dart and Dublin
Bus? No, I think the point is that. Nobody is looking for a dart to dingle. There's nobody looking for that. But there are possibilities of other things that could be put in place. For example, I'll give you a number of examples.
Mm.
In February of this year, the National Transport Authority went before an Oireachtas committee to say that they were going to simplify the system for rural hackneys. That was in February of this year.
Yeah.
Last week, that was re-announced again. In the intervening 3 months, nothing has happened.
Okay.
I'll give you another example. There are, as you say, publicans who are prepared to put local initiatives in place, but the cost of insurance is absolutely prohibitive.
Okay.
And again, the government on the whole insurance issue have been sitting on their hands for the last 2-3
years.
Okay,
they're two really good points and fair points to make. Why muddy the waters then by talking about lack of clarity on drink driving
because
and so on?
Because that has basically been the lightning rod, as it were, and there is a significant lack of clarity. There is, I take your point about if in doubt, but you know, there has been a campaign which has suggested that of zero tolerance, and in the context of drink driving. The reality is that nothing has changed in relation to the laws around drink driving, other than for those caught for the first time between 50 and 80, they now get a 3-month suspension rather than a fine.
Okay.
But there is a fear among people, and it has been generated particularly by people being at checkpoints, bringing kids to school, people on checkpoints going to mass.
I don't buy the argument. You shouldn't be driving the kids to school if you're over the alcohol. You shouldn't be driving to mass if you're over the limit. It doesn't matter whether you're going to mass or to school or to the pub. It doesn't make it any less because you're going to mass or you're driving the kids to school.
You're absolutely right. But the reality is that with the new scenario, there is a fear factor that wasn't there before.
Okay.
And it's a lack of knowledge.
You want to see action from the government, but specifically those two areas, the Hackney's and those services offered by public health insurance.
Would be a start. And there has been a proposal from Minister Jim Daly around an Uber-style system.
Okay.
That should be looked at too.
Okay. All right, Pádraig. Thanks for that. Pádraig Crimmin, CEO of the Vintners Federation of Ireland.